Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All rise for the Honorable Judge Justin Frostberg.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. I don't know what this is, but we're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there in unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
The only That's thing enough. In the news was adjudicated long ago.
That's enough. Before I sentence you, Jason L. Smith, and you, Mike L. Harmon, for your corrupt, evil, heinous, downright villainous crime.
What kind of crime?
What the hell is heinous?
Now is the time highly recommend you twos show remorse and apologize for your monstrous, barbaric actions. Is there anything you'd like to say to the innocent, faultless, blameless, in the clear, not guilty, honest, law-abiding, not guilty, sinless, not guilty, righteous Shohei Ohtani?
How long did it take you to write that?
Well, it was not guilty about 17 different times.
That's all right. He wanted to circle back.
Very, very.
And fastest.
Very heinously.
Heinous.
Apparently Hank Haney is involved in this.
Well, very, you know what? Heinously. It is Masters weekend. It is his time to shine.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. Looks like he didn't gamble. Shohei Ohtani. Looks like he got taken advantage of. Shohei Ohtani. Looks like he had a really bad interpreter. Shohei Ohtani. Looks like he had an interpreter who may be the worst gambler in the history of the world.
There's still a lot of questions to be answered.
Even worse than owing $4 million. Wait, $16 million in debt?
No, but that's the thing, though. Let's still go through the money. Mm. The amount of bets and the amount of, you know, wins slash losses, there's still a giant gap beyond $16 million.
There's a lot of money.
This guy didn't make that much money.
Feds have ruled.
I still have lots of questions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the end of Ocean's 11. You know, the it's just ads. You know, hookers. Like, what happened to all that money? I don't understand. Well, yeah.
Certainly today. Okay, so I'm like, okay, what are we going to... We're going to get OJ. We got the Knicks. We have the Mets. We have so many things. But, yeah, the Ohtani story is unbelievably huge. As it turns out, federal investigators are close to finishing their investigation into Ohtani and his role and Ipe Mazuhara, his former interpreter's role in the gambling scandal that has engulfed him and Major League Baseball. And the federal, this is not baseball, if this is a baseball investigation, I would go, yeah, right, whatever. But this is a federal investigation, and everything we've seen that came out today was Ipe took the money. Ipe was the guy. He impersonated Ohtani on phone calls a couple of times. They have text messages. So, yeah, I feel pretty confident in saying I don't think this anything's going to blow back on Shohei Ohtani. In fact, I'll tell you this, since it seems like this is steaming towards a conclusion, right? The federal investigation is here. Whatever you want to question with an investigator, because there's always going to be people that say, well, are they looking into this and looking at what about this? What about this? Again, this is a federal investigation. This is not, it's not their job to say we got to make sure baseball is good. No, if there was long time corruption and it involved Ohtani and it was easy to prove, yeah, they would have it. This again, it's not a baseball investigation, which would just be a couple of questions and it would be rubber stamped and moved on. I feel pretty strong in that this is going to end, and it's going to end with Ipe Mazuhara paying all the damages, and he's going to pay the price for whatever his sentence is going to be. But you look at all the evidence that the feds have. It's like, look, we have wiretaps. We have text messages. We have him pretending to be Ohtani. We have money taken away. And a lot of rich people will tell you, yes, unfortunately, it's pretty easy to find people losing money when you have a lot of money. If you have a lot of money, it's easy for people to steal a decent amount of it. See, $16 million is a lot of money. $16 million is a lot of money for you and I and for most everybody. But for a guy making money like Ohtani, if slowly someone else is in charge of your money and you don't have a big inner circle that helps you out with a lot of stuff, yeah, you can misplace. You can lose 4, 8, 12, 16 million. The big thing is the amount of money. You know, we thought it was $4.5 million that supposedly that Ipe took from Shohei to pay these gambling debts. Now it's up to 16 million.
Yeah, but like I said,
16 million
from
man.
The math that came out of this thing, there's still a negative $40.678 million. In terms of his what he lost, what he won, the net loss is over $40 million. So where's the other 24? That's what I want to know. Unless Ipe was
he's that
independently,
bad a gambler.
But he
he's
was that into he was independently wealthy before he started, and then started siphoning off of Shohei. That math still doesn't make sense.
Can you do gambler rankings? And would he be like worst gamblers? Would he be at the top?
I don't know. He got to gamble nearly $320 million.
Yeah, but he lost it all.
Well, not all.
He lost enough that he's going to go to prison.
Well, it wasn't his money. No, that's his money. Like, it wasn't his money. That's why he's going to prison.
Right. But he still lost
it. But if it was his money.
Right, but he doesn't have it.
Then everybody would have just gone, nah.
He does, but he doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the money.
Yeah, but again, explain to me
the other. He lost it all.
The other 20, like, there's like, he stole 16 from him.
He lost it all.
So you're telling me he earned the other 24?
Maybe.
Or he siphoned that off of Mark number 2, which is as yet unnamed?
Or he won for a little while and then lost it all again.
But legitimately, is there Mark number 2 ready to go?
Right,
victim 1, victim 2. The fact that Ohtani at some point, this guy saw him out walking his dog. He could have taken him out.
Look, he probably just kept betting the Mets last year and kept losing money.
But that's the other thing. There's no evidence of baseball. He's betting college soccer.
Yeah.
He's bet $320 million.
Yeah. Usually people...
And it's like, there's no evidence of baseball at all.
People only lose that kind of money back in the Jets. I'm
betting on everything. I'm screwing over my best friend. But I will not ruin the sanctity of Major League Baseball.
But look, everything we've seen, and I'll tell you, because this is reality now, where this is where what you think of Ohtani and Ipe and everything going on, the reality is you look at the evidence that the feds have come forth with, and these are forthwith, and it's all implicating Ipe, and it's Ipe's own words saying, I did it, I'm going to probably wind up getting busted for this, whatever it is.
That was a great quote, too, by the way. Not like you stole it.
Yeah, no,
technically, yeah,
technically,
I guess
technically, I kind of did. Technically, I kind of stole the money. Yeah, technically, I did. Yeah, yeah, technically, I did. Unlike in Ocean's 13, where yeah, technically they stole the money, but only because Pacino stole it, you know, to begin with. What is this, a Billy Martin? Where I get a chance to give it back? Huh? What's this? But seeing how this goes, this is now getting towards a conclusion where Ipe is the guy. He's Capone, right? He's the guy. He did all of it, all the evidence we've seen, all the evidence that has come out saying, look, this is not, hey, we have circumstantial stuff. We have texts. We have him on audio. I mean, just the fact him impersonating Otani to get money. I mean, that's insane he did that on at least one phone call. But so how is this going to end now? This was a scandal that was enveloping baseball, and now you can see, look, and with the federal investigation focusing on Ipe, and this is what it's going to wind up being, baseball's going to have a very quick investigation as well. You know Rob Manfred now. Oh, hey, well, the feds just gave me the green light to do whatever I want. This is going to be open and shut. And I guarantee you there's going to be nothing for no penalty for Otani, and by the time we get to the beginning of June, this will be a forgotten storyline, and we won't even pay attention to it the rest. It won't even be a story the rest of the year. Yeah, poor Otani. He got taken by his interpreter, and it's not even going to be something we talk about. Like that. That's how fast this thing is going to wind up being solved. This lightning speed, apparently, now. Boy, I wish all cases could be adjudicated like this. Suddenly we have lightning speed for Otani. Other things are taking forever, and you can delay. And you always see on all the TV shows, I'm going to blind you with paperwork and a delay tactic. We won't start this trial till 2020. Oh, how can they do this? But yet this investigation's going like gangbusters, man. So it's going to end fast. I'm telling you, by the beginning of May, we won't even talk about it. We'll get to the middle part of the season and go, boy, remember when that gambling scandal, beginning of the year, remember that was a big deal for a couple of weeks and stuff? Then we don't even talk about it.
Was it really a big deal for a couple of weeks?
It's going to be gone.
It was a big deal for about 48 hours. Then the season began in earnest and it was like, all right, we'll wait and see. And then, ta-da, within 3 weeks, it's done. Just that fast.
It's good. Like I said, now, it's going to be done that fast.
No, I love the quote that we alluded to before was pretty good. It's all BS. Obviously, you didn't steal from him. I understand it's a cover job. I totally get it. Well, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me.
Okay. I like that. Well, technically, if you really want to boil it down to brass tacks, yes, I did steal from him.
No,
I did steal.
He also bought 1,000 baseball cards reportedly worth $325,000. Would love to see the enumeration of what those were. I mean, I'm curious on that. I also want to know what
he bought
game...
a lot of Odubi McDowell rookie cards.
Well, they said he bought a lot of Shohei's and a lot of our man Juan Soto.
Okay.
Like evidently those were the two guys.
Okay.
And there are some accounts that are saying, yeah, I actually have receipts from my eBay account from, you know, what they said the handle was.
Okay.
So they're going back, and bit by bit, that'll be pieced together of which...
What's the handle? I'm really Shohei. Trust me. That's the handle?
Well, that was in... the Shohei was parenthetical. But, like, there's... Look, in the end, they decided it's done. I think we still... as reasonable people, there's still questions. And just saying, well, here's a bunch of athletes, here's a bunch of musicians that watch their money go down the drain. There's a couple of things, right? There's institutional, like where it's you just had some bad money management. There's middle management looking the other way. And there's people that are outright thieving from you. This was outright theft. But you would think, and again, this is my naivete and evidently Otani's, is that with all that money, there were layers of security things other than I'm able to tell the bank that I'm Shohei Ohtani
but that's the thing, bypass that. Everything, yeah, and
nobody else in the checks and balances
right.
When you're filing taxes.
Because apparently, and this is the deal, is why athletes and entertainers, people who have a lot of money, have a lot of people working for them because you get more checks and balances when you have more. Ohtani's circle is so tight. Like, it was him and Ipe everywhere they went.
Well,
right?
They convinced the agent, you don't need
Yeah, so
know,
when there's only a couple of people, it's easier to pull something. Look, you can always pull a scam off. It's always easier to pull something off the fewer people who know about it, fewer people involved. And is Ohtani someone that has all the businessmen that stars? No, he doesn't. He's got a very small inner circle. We don't hear a lot about him. This is why, but this is one of the things that can happen. You trust the wrong person. If there's three people in charge of your career and one of them's corrupt, hey, guess what? Look what can happen to you. Like, this is why people have more than I have a banker, I have a manager, I have an agent, I have this. I get all these checks and balances here because if something happens, somebody's going to be able to find or say something at some point. But when you only have a couple of people, this is what can happen.
By the way, the agent, he needs to go too, though, right? Because of the brokering that conversation with ESPN and all that. Oh, we thought we could handle this without Shohei having to know. No.
Just let him play the game. He's got a big game today.
Let him worry about
big
baseball.
Game today. It's games in Korea. Let's not worry about it. But I mean, when you see the U.S. attorney, Martin Estrada, say, I want to emphasize this point. Mr. Ohtani is a victim in this case. And that there is no evidence Ohtani had any knowledge of Mizuhara's gambling activities, use of his bank account. Investigators combed through years of text messages between the two and found no discussion of gambling. When the U.S. attorney in charge of the case stands up in front of a lot of cameras and says, hey, this is what we found, this is where I say, okay, I feel pretty good that they got the right guy. They did the right thing because that's this guy's career. Don't forget, this guy likes to be U.S. district attorney and say, hey, because if he winds up screwing it, guess who loses his job? He does. So, you know, he's got a lot to lose if suddenly, hey, this is a broad brush case and we're just going to say we're finished. I mean, I feel pretty confident that they found what they needed to find in this.
But again, it still goes back to some of the questions. This guy made 19,000 bets. He was supposedly his right-hand man with him all the time. And they never discussed betting, and he knew nothing of the dude's betting habits.
What do you think of North Carolina and Vanderbilt?
Women's soccer.
What do you think of that? I don't know. Vanderbilt? Yes. Give me 10 grand on Vanderbilt right there.
He was talking about 24/7 soccer coverage, like all of those things. Like, those weren't red flags? Oh, my guy just loves sports. Sports.
We're going to find out that Harmon lost every bid on those Shohei cards to eBay.
Every time I got outbid.
He defrauded me repeatedly.
I got outbid by that guy every single time. But watch how this is ending at a frighteningly fast pace. And by the time we get to May, we won't even remember the story. Oh, remember when that happened to me? We'll forget about it really quickly.
Apologize now.
Exit How About a Fresca, exit Swollen Dome, all rise. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. So yeah, we'll have more on Shohei and this big developing story coming up, but straight ahead, we'll get into what happened today. O.J. Simpson dying at the age of 76. And, oh boy, do we have a conversation. That's next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Stop. This is a great song. Although I got to be honest with you, the acoustic version that they is as good as this song is, the acoustic version that Dave Grohl did of this, I think it was on Howard Stern like 15 years ago, is incredibly insanely good.
I don't know. You said that Tears for Fears one was good, and that was not that great.
It was great. The kid played all the instruments and the vocals on the guitar.
Yeah, but was he better than DeMarcus Ware singing it?
No.
You don't even know who DeMarcus Ware is.
I do now because of Harmon.
What sport does he play?
Baseball.
Yes, very good.
And what team, now.
What team does he play for?
Cowboys.
Yes, very good. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, very good. What position does he play?
Pitcher.
Yeah, okay. You know a lot of stuff, Teicher.
I'm pretty good.
You did a lot of sports studying while you were on vacation.
I did.
You did. You really did.
Sun and sports. That's all I did.
Tired of feeling alone in your job search? Well, with just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. The connection to Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com to location near you. That's ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com. Well, we will get to the unbelievable day it was for the Knicks and the Mets. I don't know who had the better day, but obviously today's a day everybody woke up and saw the same big news. O.J. Simpson dies at the age of 76. His family puts out a statement that he'd been suffering from cancer. This was an early morning story that I am sure every single person in the world has talked about. And, you know, the weird thing is this, is that my family, my friends who've known me for so long know that it just so happened my heyday at ESPN when I was in production was all around the OJ trial. And we covered it every day. I worked on it every day. And it was a story that dominated the news for well over a year. It was
sure.
It was insane. So I got to see a lot of things. Now, certainly it was a long time ago, but it's still a storyline that everybody knows. Like Zoe came home today from school saying, everybody's talking about OJ Simpson and all these things. Yes. And, you know, like a couple of you said, like, how do you feel? Like, what are you going to talk about? How do you feel? Like, what are you going to say on the show tonight? And I said, you know, the first thing I'm going to say is this. My reaction to this is I have no reaction. He was a great football player who got acquitted of murder of his wife and her friend, despite incredible evidence that showed you that he did. He wrote a book saying, if I did it, this is how I did it. Libel in the civil judgment. He's dead. That's really all I have on it. That's where, when it comes to him dying, like, okay, he died. I don't really have a reaction to it. It's because, you know why? Because there's no positivity. There's no good that comes out of any of this. We had a storyline where he was one of America's great personalities, great football player, had an acting career, broadcasting career, was in commercials, and then you had the death of his wife and her friend, and you saw that there was DNA evidence and there was all kinds of things implicating him, and it was a slam dunk case, and somehow he wound up getting acquitted. And it's just, and what went on after, you saw that he was still that kind of guy, wound up going to prison for a memorabilia ring theft that went on, that he tried to steal back stuff of his. No good comes of this story. Nobody gets any peace. You know, there's no peace for either Nicole Brown Simpson's family, Ronald Goldman's family. There's no peace for anybody else. There's no peace for people who years away go, oh, wow, what did the jury do in that situation? There's no positive. You know, he's gone and he's dead, and everybody has their opinions, and there's no, well, there's peace here. There's some kind of thing. There's nothing. So when it comes to that part of it, I mean, there's a lot of conversation to be had about this. But when it comes to my reaction, I was like, boy, he died. I wasn't jumping around doing cartwheels. I wasn't sitting around going, oh, wow, what a great football player he was. No, it's just because of what happened, because of this, I just don't have a reaction. When something bad happens and someone goes unpunished for it and they die or something, I don't really have a reaction to it because it's, okay, it happened and we'll talk about it today. And then we're going to be on to other things.
Yeah, for me, it became the discussion of really what that trial, the chase and everything begat in our society, more so than the case itself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the base of it, you had two savage, inhumane, horrendous losses of life, right? And a lot of theories of accomplices and all of those other things, and people can go down into their true crime podcast and run amok with that. You know, my kids both asked me, because they saw the headlines, like, what do you remember? I'm like, I remember all of this mm-hmm. stuff, right? I mean, it was, and it's been chronicled. I mean, hell, in their timelines, the Shrek 2 chase, right, where he's in human form, and now he's on a Bronco, and mm-hmm. they're chasing him through the woods mm-hmm. and whatever, like all of it. Like, it made it into the cartoons. It made it into so many pieces of pop culture and begat the Kardashians, which is a whole other...
Sure, sure.
Whole other thing.
Sure.
Right? Whether you like fake asses or not, I mean, you can blame him for that, too.
David Schwimmer played Robert Kardashian.
Yes, he did.
Ross played Robert Kardashian.
And then Cuba Gooding Jr. Yeah. was in there. Yeah.
So, what's going to be your strategy? I'm going to say, we were on a break! We were on a break! Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
had to go down that road. But like the initial reaction is like, huh. And then I started getting texts, like my brothers and other people. And, you know, within minutes, and I sent it to you guys because it was one of the first things that I thought of, how much every week, no matter what, Norm MacDonald was going to use that as his basic tenet for every weekend update that he did, no matter what else was going on in the world. Mm-hmm. It was going to be all about the trial.
Until NBC fired him.
Well, and then eventually,
he wouldn't stop doing it, yeah.
And then he had there was an 11-minute supercut. There were all these
other
clips going around.
Yeah.
So, you know, just the fact that it took over in so many different ways, and all these years later, there's still all these theories and whatever else, and as you said, nobody's getting any peace off it, right? There was no restitution made, no admittance, no trying to find peace in any of that. They're saying that, you know, family members, friends made their way to visit before he passed and whatever it is. I don't know those family relations, but I've certainly seen a lot more coming out of people who are under NDAs and their stories of what they knew about some really horrid, terrible things that weren't part of this case, mm-hmm. right? That weren't part of the record as related to, you know, there. So it's now an ever-evolving story because, again, anything that was under those doesn't survive death, right? If we know anything from our Law and Orders and all the, you know, even probably watching that David Schwimmer-led vehicle, that, you know, it doesn't survive death. So a lot more of those stories and those realities and the grisly details will become public. And probably, you know, anybody that might have still been on the fence, I got to guess the preponderance of evidence and the weight is starting to push the scale there in one direction.
I got to tell you two things, the two big things coming out of this case that I learned for the first, when I was in my early to mid-20s, is that the first one I know is that if you have the better lawyers, even if you don't have a great case, you can still beat the other team if they don't have as good
lawyers.
Well,
you saw the Dershowitz line today? If they had contacted me first, that probably would have been on the other side.
Yeah. I mean, when you have the better lawyers, because like the famous quote from Robert Shapiro, not only did we play the race card to try to win this, but we dealt it from the bottom of the deck.
Sure.
Right?
And well, tampering with the crime scene also helped.
That gets the big part of it, is that I realized two things.
Messed that one up.
I realized that the better lawyers can win, even if they don't have the facts, if they don't have the case, they can still win, and that a jury can decide whatever they want to, regardless as to what they see.
Sure.
Because look, you think about now that the two biggest, the one thing I remember, you know, back in that case, covering it every day, is how big a deal they spent on the DNA evidence. This is 99 and 44 100s proof. This is his DNA is here in this blood. But the science was so new, it was easy for the defense. DNA, we're supposed to believe this when none of us really understand. Whereas no matter what the case was now, if this case happened now, no matter what you felt about O.J. Simpson and everything else, would be impossible to let the guy go because the DNA, the forensic evidence is indisputable, right? We solve cold cases now from 40 years ago because of DNA evidence. But because it was so new then, it was able to be discounted by the jury. And don't put, and this is something that's real, because I had just moved to L.A. when this was going on. And when I think about the jury not convicting O.J. Simpson, I feel like a lot of it had to do with what did we just see a couple years before was the Rodney King verdict, right?
24 months.
Which was awful, right? You watch Rodney King get beaten to a pulp by a bunch of bad cops, and what happens? They all wind up getting acquitted, and the riots across the city were insane. So you know that's in the back of jurors' minds and people's minds. Hey, whatever this result is going to be, are we going to wind up seeing, are we going to see something? Are we going to see? And so I wonder, and this is just me playing amateur psychology, thinking about the jury, seeing all this evidence and still acquitting O.J. Simpson, is that I wonder how much in their mind was, boy, our city, we don't want this city to have this happen again. But boy, there's really nowhere to go. How can we let him go? How can we not convict him? Because look at this preponderance of evidence. And then the Mark Furman stuff came out. And then that's when I dealt the race card from the bottom of the deck, and you see Mark Furman and everything that went bad and how bad that was and how bad they screwed up.
Well, you had so much mistrust
had a lot of racial mistrust there. And that's where I think the juror was able to say, okay, you've given it to us. You've given us the out for us to not convict O.J. Simpson of this and have it on the heels of what happened to Rodney King. Obviously, two different cases, but you're talking about a city that burned. And then is this going to happen again because suddenly how big a deal that was? But the Mark Furman stuff, I think that was for the jury. That was where they said, okay, now you've given us an okay out for us to say, yeah, we can acquit him. Because the other stuff was all comical. Oh, we can't fit the glove. You're going to let him try the glove on and pretend that he can't put it on? Really? Like, what kind of lawyers? I mean, you look at like Marcia Cross and Marcia Clark, not Marcia Cross.
Darden.
If I was talking about Melrose Place, it would be Marcia Cross.
Well, it is coming back.
It is, yes, but she's not attached as of yet. As I sit here and go, how are you? You blew the biggest slam dunk case in the history of law, and you're writing books and being famous about this. Like, how did you allow all these things to happen? And it's like they never thought they were going to lose. But once that happened, once Mark Furman came out, and you saw all the racism that was out there, you saw everything else. then you knew, okay, that's what it's going to, that's how it's going to be, because that was just off. That was such an awful look for the LAPD and everything else. And you cringe thinking that, boy, these are the institutions that we expect to protect us. And these are the last two openings we have gotten into what's going on here. And, you know, I think that was a big part of why OJ was able to go free. No matter what you see, you know, jurors are going to say, okay, no, this is what I choose to believe. This is what I choose to believe the most, what I choose to believe here. And that's why he was not guilty. But all that being said, if this trial happened now, that DNA evidence, it would be, what can we do? We have the evidence from his car into her house. We got a bloody footprint. We got all these different things. And because it was screwed up so much, and Shapiro put that on display, this is why we had the outcome we did.
No, this is it. You know, you go back and talk about the all-star defense squad that you put together. It's been well chronicled, and you know, the television dramas and so many other breakdowns. It began all of these law shows, right, where you had, well, let's bring in our expert to talk about what we heard. Court TV and everything else flows out of it, and it became a cottage industry. But I remember, you know, being in Chicago, and it was everything that everybody was talking about, but expecting with the same trepidation as you had here in L.A. of, well, what happens? What happens when the verdict gets read?
Yeah. I think it's a big thing.
Right. Calls from, I remember my mom. It's like, just make sure you're home.
Yeah.
Just don't be out, whatever. Like, just fear that the city would be engulfed in flames. And, you know, we saw it. How many times did we chronicle it a couple of years ago here on air at Fox Sports Radio as cities burned across America? Mm-hmm. You know, it's something that, you know, you don't forget. Seeing that, and certainly in L.A., that was so recent, where a lot of that stuff hadn't even been close to being rebuilt at that point.
The most popular Halloween mask this year is O.J. Simpson, and the most popular Halloween greeting is, I'll kill you.
Norm MacDonald making a...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Cottage industry out of that.
Or treat.
Oof. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Well, we'll have more on OJ coming up straight ahead. It looks like we may have an answer as to who the next head coach of Kentucky might be. OJ is not going to be the next head coach of Kentucky.
He's not. But he did it.
He is not. That's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike. Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Well, you know me, Mike Harmon. I hate to say I told you so.
Welcome to your life.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. We got more on OJ coming up in a few minutes. But it looks like Kentucky has zeroed in on who their next head coach is going to be.
Yeah. This,
after today, we find out Scott Drew said, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to stay at Baylor.
A lot of Waco jokes out of that, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure he went to La Casita for lunch yesterday, and whatever the dude that was from the bank
had a nice big check.
Dump truck full of money and said, here, we're all good. You're staying, right? Okay.
This is now your casita. Here are the keys.
It looks like their man is BYU head coach.
Dick Pope.
No, Mark Pope. Close. Mark Pope. So, TJ, if we see white smoke come up out of Kentucky, we'll know that Pope is the new head coach, TJ. Just for a second, because this is, we talked about this the other night. I don't know how it makes me think I know how to run a coaching search better than Kentucky and Mitch Barnhart, the AD, but you go from all the best top guys saying no. After the one guy you really want says no, then you go to Danny Hurley and say, hey, maybe, and he says no. Screw the guy just went back to back national titles, and he's not the first guy you ask. I would say no just because you asked me second. Not that I think he's a great fit in Kentucky, because yeah, boy, the guy can be a bit abrasive, but it works at UConn. But you're gonna ask him second?
Yeah,
really?
But I think they had to go back to him after he made it very public of, you know, how much he liked it when he was asked the question, right? They didn't say it specifically, but talking about the landscape and looking out there, and he said, you know, you got to talk to my wife, right? Made it so it's like, well, we got to make that phone call now. Yeah, we got at least
the stories.
We got at least
up.
Call the way he said that.
He's,
I don't know.
He's answering questions Monday night after they won the national championship, and they go, "Yeah, you're the third guy. We're gonna. Don't worry, Danny. We'll get to you. Come on. How
you
stupid
to check
are
the
you?
Box.
You're. Just, I mean, I don't. I could run a better search than this. So now you're down to Mark Pope, right? Who has not? Because you're upset that John Calipari has not been taking you far enough in the NCAA tournament. So you're gonna replace him with a guy who's never won an NCAA tournament. Game as a head coach.
Well, so but it would be really special if he got his first at Kentucky.
Yeah, but just think about that for a second. Yeah. You're upset that a guy that's won a national championship and been to Final Four is not taking you far enough, so you're going to replace him with a guy who has not won an NCAA tournament game as a head coach.
Yeah.
That's that. Just think of, let that sink
well,
in.
Well, he's never lost more than 15 games in a season at BYU.
Oh, good. So when they go 16-15 next year, they'll be okay.
Yeah, a couple of 11 loss seasons in there, but, you know, still win.
Let that sink in, because this goes back to what did we say the other night? I get that you're frustrated with Calipari and Wildcat Nation. We need somebody new. Maybe if we get somebody new to come in, the NIL purse strings will open up again. Calipari's run its course, and you know they were okay with him leaving for Arkansas because they put up no fight. And it was, yes, we're ready to move on. But I go back to this and I say, who are you going to get that's better than Calipari? Who are you going to get? Tell me the guy out there that not only is going to continue to win in the SEC, but get you to Final Fours. Calipari's not that guy anymore. Who's the guy out there better?
Fran Brown.
You're now going, stop. He's going to be coaching in the playoff next year for Syracuse. And when Syracuse plays Ohio State for the national title, we'll talk to him about it then. You're going for a guy, again, who's never won an NCAA tournament game, that you're expecting to build up. Now, he built a great program at BYU. I'm not saying he hasn't. He's built a pretty good program there. But you're talking about, we need a guy elite to get us to Final Fours. And a guy that, not Final Four, not Sweet 16, hasn't won a game. He's the guy. You have biffed this from the beginning because, yes, you're ready to push him out, but who was the guy? You need to say, if we're pushing Calipari out, our next guy is ready to come in. And this is the danger. This is what happens to programs and how they wind up circling the drain, and a once proud Kentucky team, which is the number one job in college basketball, this is how you turn into an 18-15 team going to the NIT, and you go, what happened to us? We're Kentucky basketball. This is how it happens. This is how it happens.
You know how you fix this?
How do you fix it?
You hit the music. Here he is, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. All-time great. One of the greatest coaches we've ever seen in the collegiate ranks. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Rick Pitino.
No, come on.
Hey, man, if WrestleMania can bring back on, Cena man. And The Undertaker
and The Rock.
We can turn back the clock and bring back Pitino.
He got the job with Iona, and he said that was his last job. And then he left and went to St. John's. And now St. John's is his last job. He's not going anywhere. You can't get him out of St. John's to get to Kentucky. Come on, man. Iona was his last job. I'm not going anywhere. I remember vividly when he said that at the press conference. You're not going to get, especially after he said, that's my last job, then I'm leaving for St. John's. He's not going to leave again. You can't do that.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, look, we at least would have some tournament experience.
But look, this is how a program goes from elite to what did we do? Because this is how you turn into 18-14 seasons. Who are you going to get, right? Mark Pope's the guy? Better than he's going to get you better and further than John Calipari. Just what I'm guessing. This is the guy. This is where if you knew he was going to go, you had to have your next guy set up to say, nope, we got it, and this is our, okay, hey, this is a guy that handles NIL, knows what it's like for the SEC, all of these things. They biffed this so badly.
Well, but here's the other problem, is that you waited until the cycle had already gone through. A lot of these guys had already moved, right? We'd seen a lot of coaching movement. We certainly saw it on the football side, but on the basketball side, guys were already gone, already in their own version of the portal. So what's left?
I'll tell you, man.
The white smoke of the Pope.
I could have run this better. I really could have.
You don't like my Patino coming back?
No, I like that
idea. I even had his entrance music and everything.
Yeah, but he's the one guy whose name has been out there they have not talked to, so you know they don't want to talk to him.
That's too bad.
A lot more on this, more on OJ, and a big story involving Tom Brady. Now,
at Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.